First of all, I'm not sure if we can totally comprehend God's holiness perfectly. We can't do that. I think just out of our realm of thinking to just understand fully how holy He is. But when I try to explain it, actually, I usually try to emphasize where humans are as opposed to where God is, because I think that when we understand how depraved we are, it makes God that much more holy. I guess if you could describe His holiness, it would just be utter and complete perfection. It's no flaws.
I think holiness is it's righteousness, and it's being set apart and being completely different from anything in this world.
I think of very bright, like a bright blur in a way. Something that I'm in awe of, and I can't grasp. It's a blur because I can't see it clearly, but I do know that it's powerful and that it's there.
Probably God, I would say, is like the perfect description of like holiness, like just being perfect, and it's like God in equals holiness. Holiness equals God. Like, that's just what I think about when I think of holiness.
God is like he's like a teddy bear to people. He's someone you want to cuddle up with. And in a way, yeah, God is comforting, and there's peace in God, but that goes hand in hand with Him being God. And Him being God is frightening. Going back to Him knowing everything. I don't think young people, at least my age, in youth groups, they don't understand that He knows everything you do. They don't have a fear of the time when they're alone and they're sinning. They don't have a fear of knowing that God knows that.
And I think that we should be very afraid of God, even though He is the most loving and caring person, you know, that we know. And no matter what we do, He'll always love us. We should also be very afraid of Him.
There are times, of course, you know, when you've screwed up, you've messed up, and you just kind of come before God, and there's a part of you that feels uncomfortable because you know you're kind of unclean, you know, in the sense that you've really messed up. But then too, you know that God will forgive you. So it's kind of all good in that sense, that you know that God's kind of washed over you and His grace has covered that. So
I think there is a good kind of fear, and I think awe is definitely a good thing. I think fear is normal, and as far as God is concerned.